Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. Executive Secretary, Mr. Chair, Mr. Rapporteur, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen. Turkey would like to extend its sincere thanks to the UNCCD Secretariat for their excellent efforts for organizing this online Greek session. Turkey greatly appreciates these efforts. As you may recall, Turkey hosted the 12th session of the Conference of the Parties to the UNCCD in 2015, in which country parties endorsed SDG Target 15.3, and the concept of land degradation neutrality is a strong vehicle for driving the implementation of the Convention and were invited to formulate voluntary targets to achieve. Turkey has been standing by UNCCD supporting to the implementation of the Convention, both on a global level through Ankara Initiative and international trainings, and on national level as being one of the pioneer countries in the LDN target setting program. The Ankara Initiative has been operational since 2015 with aim of the supporting the global sustainable development agenda and leverage the full range of these skills, expertise, and experience to provide practical support for the achievement of LDN. As one of the pioneer countries of the LDN, Turkey participated to the UNCCD Global Project towards achieving land degradation neutrality, turning into concept into practice, implemented, set the national LDN targets along with associated measures. Within the context of the LDN, Turkey aims to maintain and increase the amount of healthy and productive land resources in line with the national development priorities. Turkey has actively been combating land degradation for many years. In this context, Turkey has already established many national monitoring systems which will act as infrastructure for LDN and support LDN target setting as well as monitoring the status of land degradation, desertification and the success of basin-wide sustainable land and forest management activities. In order to translate LDN targets into actions in cooperation with FAO, a JEF-funded LDN project being implemented in Turkey in order to engage LDN concept, namely contributing to LDN target setting by demonstrating the LDN approach in this Upper Sakarya Basin for scaling up at national level, is the first of its kind in Turkey and built on UNCCD Global Project. The project sets out to develop a model for LDN target setting, planning and implementation in the Upper Sakarya Basin for upscaling at national level in line with SDG Target 15.3. The experiences gained from the project are expected to be replicable across Turkey through activities of the Ministry of Agriculture and Forestry, and it is aimed to share the lessons learned with the other countries and the UNCCD. Despite the COVID-19 circumstances, a great effort has been put to implement the base activities. Also, existing monitoring systems related with LDN were combined with a GIS-based application that allows to monitor three main indicators of LDN. This application is under improvement and will allow stakeholders to filter information at sub-basin level according to their needs, and this early type of decision support system tool is presenting information in an easy-to-understand way to support decision-making. In 2021, demonstration activities will also be initiated to transform LDN approach to the actions and will be supported by trainings from local to central level. This way, LDN Turkey project will act to fill the gaps on mainstreaming LDN international policies and establishing necessary capacity for LDN monitoring through several indicators by developing methods and tools for LDN implementation, monitoring, and evaluation. Before I conclude my remarks, I would like to reiterate that Turkey, as always, is open for sharing its expertise and will continue to contribute to implementation of the Convention. Thank you.
I thank